Hello and welcome to Classic Folk on 2NUR FM. I'm Jane Klein.
And I'm Phil Bates. And on today's program, we're going to look at pretty faces. And a pretty face launched 1,000 folk songs. That's the theme for today's program. There's lots of really good music there. Some Australian, some from overseas. I'm sure you're going to like it. So stay with us for the next hour.
We're going to start off with a couple of Australians, Mandy Breeze and Doug Kelly. And they're singing a song which was written by Bob Hudson. And
yay.
I think this song was written about Newcastle. So it's got a little bit of a home touch. It's Girls in Our Town from Mandy Breeze and Doug Kelly.
Girls in our town, well, they haven't a care. See them on Saturdays floating on air, painting their toenails, washing their hair. Maybe tonight it'll happen. Girls in our town, they leave school at 15, go work at the counter or behind a machine, and spend all their money on making the scene. Plan on going to England. Girls in our town go to parties in pairs, sit round the barbecue, give themselves airs. Then they go to the bathroom with a girlfriend who cares. If only they had someone to talk to.
Mandy Breeze and Doug Kelly from an album called Common Dreams. And Girls in Our Town was indeed written by Newcastle's own Bob Hudson, the same person who wrote the Newcastle song, one of our favourite sons. Classic Folk on 2NUR FM.
Talking about a pretty face or two, and they come up, or one comes up in this next song. Comes from Tony Rose, who unfortunately died almost a couple of decades ago, was from the West Country, born in Exeter, Tony Rose and what he has said about folk songs. A quote, "On the surface, the old songs pay tribute to the trappings and traditions of another time, but don't be fooled by that. These are tough songs, built to last, and the currency they deal in is bare emotions." Here is Tony Rose, "Just As the Tide Was Flowing."
One morning in the month of May, down by a rolling river, oh, a jolly sailor I did stray, and I beheld some lover. She carelessly along did stray, a viewing of the daisies gay, and she sweetly sang a round delay, just as the tide was a-flowing. Oh, her dress it was as white as milk, and jewels did adorn her, and her shoes were of the crimson silk, just like some maid of honor. Her cheeks were red, her eyes were brown, her hair in a ringlets hang it down. She'd a lovely brow without a frown, just as the tide was a-flowing. I'd be made a bow and a set fair maid, how came you here so early? My heart by you it is a trade, and I could love you dearly. I am a sailor, I come from sea, will you accept my company? To walk and view the fishes play, just as the tide is a-flowing. No more we said, but on our way we walked along together. And the small birds sang and the lambs did play, and pleasant was the weather. When we were weary we sat down beneath a tree with the branches round. And what was done shall ne'er be found, as long as the tide is a-flowing. And as she lay there on the grass, her colour it was a-changing. And she cried out and said, "Alas, never let your mind be ranging. Here's £20 I have in store, pray use it when you will, there's more. For me jolly sailor I adore, just as the tide is a-flowing." We both shook hands and off did steer, Jack Tar drinks a rum and a brandy. And to keep his shipmates in good cheer, the lady's gold is a handy. So along with another pretty maid, I'll go to a public house where the beer do flow. Success to the maid that will do so, just as the tide is a-flowing."
Tony Rose, "Just As the Tide Was Flowing." And I really do endorse those words that he said about old songs. They really, I think, are the best because they've been around for so long and they're experienced and they've had all the rough edges knocked off them. That was from an album called Under the Greenwood Tree. And you heard it on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
And while we're in Exeter and those parts in Devon in England, let's hear from Seth Lakeman, who, on our theme of a pretty face, has a song about the charmer.
She fought through frost and snow, and my arms should rest away. It's for the charmer I'm with me. Tell it to the charmer, she's so fine and pretty. Well, farewell, charmer. But she brought that summer fright. We were separate every night on those winter days to prove she's all the way on the morning dew. But it's in vain. Well, for the soldier I became, fighting lands I'd never see. For then the grass will cover me. Well, tell it to the charmer, she's so fine and pretty. Well, farewell, charmer. As milk, when my heart has gone away, only the bed is cold as clay. If she has two hearts, I have none. All alone when I am done, to that charmer I endure. It's for the price of love and war. So tell it to the charmer, she's so fine and pretty. Farewell, charmer. Tell it to the charmer, she's so fine and pretty. Farewell, charmer.
Seth Lakeman and the Charmer on 2NURFM's Classic Folk. That's from his 15-year-old now album, Freedom Fields, Seth Lakeman. We are talking about a pretty face or two on Classic Folk tonight.
And coming up next, Daniel Kelly from Yass, recorded an album of songs of Colin Dryden, but not just songs that Colin wrote, songs that Colin brought to Australia with him when he came, and he had a great repertoire of songs. And coming up next, we've got a track from Daniel Kelly about a lassie with a distinctive coat.
Lassie, wi' a yellow coatie, wi' love to show ye, but I've a heart without a flaw, and I give it all to thee. Oh, lassie, wi' a yellow coatie, will ye wed a moorland jockey? Oh, lassie, wi' a yellow coatie, will ye busk and gang with me? Oh, haste ye, lassie, to my bosom, while the roses are in blossom, for time is precious, dinna lose them. Flowers will fade and so will ye. Oh, lassie, we are yellow. Oh, lassie, with a yellow coatie, will ye busk and gang with me? Oh, will ye busk and gang with me?
The girl with the yellow coat, we'd say, lassie, sounds so much better, doesn't it, with a Scottish effect. Lassie with a yellow coatie, and from Daniel Kelly. The song itself was a signature song for Gordon McIntyre. And, how synonymous is he with the singing of Scottish folk
songs? What a wonderful
songs.
Singer he was too, wasn't
he? Indeed he was. Yeah. So Daniel Kelly and A Pretty Face is what it's all about on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM.
And this next song is one of those old songs that Tony Rose was talking about earlier. And but in this one, the roles are reversed because it's the lady who goes to church and spots the pretty face. Apparently, in the old days, going to church was quite a social thing. The pious people would all be standing down the front around near the altar, doing all the religious things, whereas everybody else basically went to check each other out and have a good social time up the back of the church. This is Fairport Convention, and I think probably one of the first English ballads that I ever really heard and listened to properly from Fairport Convention's Liege and Leaf. And it's the story of Matty Groves.
She cast her eyes about, and there
The story of Maddie Groves from Fairport Convention from Liege and Leaf. And if my memory serves, that might even be the first album that Dave Swarbrick played on with the Fairport Convention very, very early, back in the 1960s.
What a legend he was.
He was. He certainly was. And, looking at pretty faces, more pretty faces of women in this one. But how about next week we look at some handsome-looking blokes
in folk music? Well, I think in the interest of gender balance, that has to be.
We need to do that. Yep. Okay. we'll do that next week.
But back to the girls.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Aussie Steve Cooney, who plays a pretty mean didgeridoo as well as a pretty mean Irish guitar, lives in Ireland these days, teamed up with Yara or Leonard. And they did a bit of a performance in, I think it was the National Gallery in Dublin. There is a YouTube video which shows you the wonderful surroundings as well. We're going to hear the song, though. I believe it translates as The Girl with Brown Hair. And my butchering of the name is Mokili Mea. So we will have a listen to that.
Shame of his guilt. var gillemer. Shine ter star ter klar sikjoel, is lien ter tativ kort ter bort, le hitin art gan chaem gan hjo, hun sel is lien tu dal dan lo. So shall we hua gused gled we hlo qui do so no she ni vuero se o lua gaket mo gilena she Mogilar, shame of his gilamar. Suana she, ni vuera se, o luogu ken, Mogilar.
Gramagath.
Looking at songs about pretty faces on Classic Folk Today. That was Yara O'Limid and Steve Cooney with Mogila Ma on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM. Time we look at what's on for our friends, the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. And we advise actually that you check everything that we're saying here because of the fluid situation with live performance and that sort of thing. Before you actually book a ticket or go ahead. But at the moment, as it stands, Sunday the 25th of July, Lakeside Folk Circle is on. They're always COVID safe, so should be pretty okay to go. The fourth Sunday of every month, music and verse, it's all done in the community under the auspices of the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. Starts at 4, ends around 6. That's a new time. It's at the Taraba Community Hall in Anzac Parade, which is a lovely place, fully accessible, as I know by my own experience. Check out the Newcastle Hunter Valley Folk Club .org.au for up-to-date information on that one.
Now, we were going to go wild and have a bush dance, a Celtic dance, on the 31st of July. And that, of course, was being run under the auspices of the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. But unfortunately, that has been cancelled. Fiddle tune bands and Hunter folk dancers were really disappointed to have to do that, but it just seems like the right thing to do. It was going to be in the Taralba Community Hall as well, 31st of July on the Saturday. But it's been cancelled, hopefully just postponed. Check out the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club Facebook page and their web page.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed that that can be held a bit later on. Coming up on Sunday the 1st of August, the Bushwhackers' Golden Jubilee Year. Who knew that they would last 50 years? They don't look a day older than they did when they first started. 12:30 to 3 p.m. at the Grand Junction Hotel, the Junkyard. In Maitland's 88 Church Street. Most people know where that is. That will be just a hoot. You have to get along if you can. Check the Bushwhackers website for that one. Now, if you've missed any recent programs or you'd like to listen to stuff again, then that's easy to do. You can stream us by going to Classic Folk at 2NURFM.com.au. There are song lists there. Our blog is there. That's worth checking out as well. And you can just listen to folk music to your heart's content. What could be better? If you'd like to get in touch with us, then the way to do that would be to send us an email. Folk at 2NURFM.com is our address.
We're looking at a pretty face on Classic Folk tonight. So local artists have a song, This Is Earthbound, we're talking about. It's perhaps not about the adult attraction, male-female, but the attraction of a pretty baby face, a young child, a young girl. This is Lily's song. It's called What You Will Be, Earthbound. Bruce and Jenny Thompson are Earthbound, a local group, a local duo, and What You Will Be, a song about their daughter, Lily. And it's all about a pretty face tonight on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM.
And of course, songs about pretty faces aren't confined purely to the English or Irish or Australian folk idioms, also in America. And coming up next, a song from a bluegrass band that came out of Boston Conservatorium of Music called Crooked Still.
When first I came to Louisville, some pleasure there to find, a damsel there from Lexington who was pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, like arrows pierced my breast. And the name she bore was Flora, the lily of the west. A curtain of turned into another man, which so distressed my mind. She robbed me of my liberty, deprived me of my rest. I loved my faithless fool, the lily of the west. Betrayed by
definitely the North American treatment of that song, Flora, it was called, and it came from Crooked Still, an album they call Hop High. A pretty face or two in today's edition of Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
And I couldn't miss out on playing this one because, I think it's just such a lovely song. It comes from the music hall era back in Newcastle on Tyne, and the fellow who wrote it, although he was a music hall performer, was a very shy person. And it reminds me very much of myself. There's a line in it that says, you know, this is what happens if you didn't shove a heed and fettle reetly, which means if you don't push yourself and, you know, do things that you should be doing, you miss out. And that was the story of my teenage years. It's from Bob.
You and so many, I'm sure.
That's right. But Bob Fox and Stu Luckley did a beautiful recording of it on their first album called Now's a Good'll Pass. This is from a CD re-release and called Box of Gold, and it's Sally Wheatley.
Now I'm most depressed and sad. When I once was blithe and glad, I could trip about the town all trim and neatly. I was happy night and morn, but of all such joys I'm shorn, since I fell so deep in love with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back.
cause your guns will miss the black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. I've never seen such a lass, and I know she liked the glass. She could toss a pot of whiskey over sweetly. Well, it's a right to take your drop if you know just when to stop. That's just the very way with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause your guns will miss the black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. How I felt, I don't know, the first time I Sally saw, in a threesome reel, she hopped about so lightly. And I might have had a chance if I'd asked her up to dance, but I was shy to speak to Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause your guns will miss the black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. And so, as often is the case, you'll find others in your place, if you didn't shove a heat and fettle Wheatley. For I'd scarcely turned me back when there was Mr. Black. He was jigging round the room with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause your guns were Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. Well, he must have made it right when he said I am that night. After work, dressed up, he goes to see her neatly. There's great danger in delay, or I wouldn't be sad today. If I had a heart, I'd break it for Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause your guns are Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. Most depressed and sad, when I once was blithe and glad, I could trip about the town both trim and neatly. I was happy night and morn, but of all such joys I'm shorn, since I fell so deep in love with Sally Wheatley. And oh dear me, what am I gonna do? Sally's taken me heart away completely, and I'll never get it back, cause your guns were Mr. Black, and they say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley. I just say he's gone to marry Sally Wheatley.
It's a beautiful arrangement of Sally Wheatley, Bob Fox and Stu Luckley. Great song.
And lovely.
It is definitely about a girl with a pretty face, which it has been most of the evening on Classic Folk on 2NURFM. It's nearly time for us to go, so I'm going to say goodbye. I'm Jan Klein, and I hope you can join us next week, because we're going to look at the other side of the coin.
Yeah, handsome blokes. Okay, well, we'll keep the theme going for, yeah, to a certain extent. We'll play a tune called Jenny Picking Cockles. and maybe a bit of the Skipping Lambs as well from Kevin Dempsey and Rosie Carson to finish the program off. And I'll say goodbye. Thank you for your company today. It's been wonderful. Hope you can join us again next week. I'm Phil Bates. Bye for now.